Turn with me, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 1. Mark, chapter 1. Tonight we're going to start a little series, but not really. A look at the book of Mark. It's not going to be a detailed look at the book of Mark, but there's a point to this survey of the book of Mark that I'll share with you just a little bit later. But right now, let's stand and let's look at Mark chapter 1 and verse 16. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Robbie Sparks, would you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. This morning we spoke of the potential of the gospel. Okay? How it has a personal potential to change those who are already saved. And how it has a public potential to change our culture. And tonight, I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but you know, sometimes when God lays something on your heart, you just can't get rid of it. Have you ever had that? Well, I've kind of got that. Well, I don't kind of have that right now. I do have that right now, okay? And besides that, I really don't want to get rid of it at this point. And so what we're going to take a look at is how to do what I was trying to challenge you to do this morning, okay? And it's easy to talk about evangelism, and it's easy to talk about share Christ, but so many people do not know how. Okay? And so tonight is a basic introduction of the next few weeks as we look through this book of Mark, and we learn the how of being evangelist. Jesus told these guys, as he walked on the shore of Galilee, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." I will make you become fishers of men. First, I want to point out to you that this is future tense. It is something that they were not at the time Jesus said, "Follow me," but it was something that they were going to become as disciples of Jesus Christ. And the reason I point that out is because we think, we have the mentality that people are born evangelists. They're not. Okay? They're not. Not the way that we use that term today. Jesus is going to take these guys and he's going to make something out of them that they currently were not. These were average men. There was nothing special about these guys. They were fishermen. They didn't have people skills. They didn't have an education. They didn't even have to be good at anything except catching fish to make a living, right? Yet Jesus chose these guys and said, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." And so as I look in this congregation tonight, look out among us, probably the majority of you are thinking, "Well, this is just not really for me." And I'm talking about, I mean, we can sit through preaching about sharing Jesus, but actually putting it into practice is a whole different story. And some would even say, "Well, you know, I'm just not gifted." Nobody's gifted. Nobody. This is not something that you're born with. This is something that you learn. And if the disciples had to learn it, brother, you and I are going to have to learn it, right? we're going to have to do the same thing. And you may even say, well, you know, in Ephesians, what about Ephesians 4:11, and which says, and he himself, Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and some teachers. But you know what that word evangelist there means? It means preachers, and it's talking about a public preaching setting. All right? God does gift preachers. He does gift people with the ability to speak publicly. But here, what we're talking about is a more personal sharing of Jesus Christ. And that is a skill that is learned. And Jesus told Peter and Andrew, James and John, I'm going to teach you how to do it. Okay? So, first thing I want us to do is open our mind. Can we do that? And I want us to get rid of the excuse that it's not my gift. Because you are right. It is not your gift. But it's something that you and I should and can learn to do. Right? First thing. Second thing. Jesus said, going to be fishers of men, you've got to follow me. Now, this is lesson one. That word follow me means to literally come behind and to literally physically follow somebody. That's what the word means. You know, we kind of spiritualize it. But the idea when Jesus said, you guys follow me, I'm going to show you how to do it. He's saying, y'all come with me. Give you a same example. If you were to come up to me today and ask me, where is the senior adult classroom? You know what I would have told you? I would say, follow me and I'll show you where it is. And we'd walk down that hall, take a left, and go down that way, that hall. And on the right, I would walk you into that room and say, this is the senior adult classroom. And you would have followed me physically, and I would have shown you where it was. Okay? How to get there. That's the same idea, right? That Jesus, when he says, follow me, that's what he's talking about. Just come go with me. Now, here's the thing. You cannot physically follow Jesus today. Do you know that? Spiritually, yes. Physically, you cannot walk the steps of Jesus as he walked on the shores of Galilee. You cannot go with Jesus and watch him as he raises Lazarus from the dead. Already happened. Already passed. We've already missed that opportunity. But here's what you can do. You can still receive a first class education from Jesus himself on how to do it. Are you ready? Okay? You're ready? Here we go. Here's what I want to. There's homework. This week. Okay? We love homework. Amen? Amen? Amen. Here we go. Your homework this week, read the book of Mark. Read the book of Mark. Sixteen chapters, I think. If I remember right. All right? Read the book. Not that hard. You know, a few chapters a day, you'll get through it in a couple of days. Right? Here's how I want you to read it. I don't want you to read it for information's sake. I want you to read it from the disciples' point of view. That Jesus has called you and said, follow me, come go with me, and I'm going to teach you how to be a fisher of men. Do you realize that a large portion of the ministry of Jesus Christ was about training these guys how to be evangelists? Okay? I know he did other things too, but that was the big part of his 3-year ministry was teaching these guys the things they would need to know. And so, if you read the book of Mark, can you read the book of Mark this week? When you read it like you're Peter. Okay? And you're actually following Jesus and you're watching what Jesus does. So that you can learn how it's done. Opens up the book in a whole different direction. Right? And you're going to find, as you read, you're going to see things that you've never seen before. you're going to see Jesus teaching and reaching people, and you're going to begin to learn how to be a fisher of men. Okay? Can we do that? All right. We're making great progress. Number three. They immediately left their nets and followed Him. Immediately. Do you know what that word immediately means? Immediately. Any way you want to translate it, it's immediately. Right here, right now. When Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," He didn't say, 15 minutes from now. Next week, next month, next year. Jesus said, "Follow me," and these guys took Him literally, and they said, "Okay," drop their nets, and they went after Jesus. The other guys, Jesus said, "Follow me." James and John, Jesus said, "Follow me." It says immediately they left their father with the hired hands, come out of the boat and follow Jesus. That word left, it means to abandon. It was actually the legal term for divorce. So what Jesus is saying, look guys, I'm going to make something out of you that you're not. Here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to follow me. And they divorced their nets and followed Jesus. Permanently put them aside. They divorced their father and the family business. Permanently put it aside and followed Jesus. Lesson two. Lesson number one, you're going to have to follow. Okay? And the way you can follow, the only way to follow is to get into this book of Mark and read it from the viewpoint of a disciple, from Peter. I'm trying to learn how to be a fisher's man. Number two, all right? You're going to have to leave something. You're going to have to abandon something. And that something is all the excuses and all the reasons that you can think of why you shouldn't do it. There are a lot of things going through your mind saying, "Preacher, you're getting pushy." I understand, I'm getting pushy. Don't blame me, blame God, because He's pushing me. And I want to tell you something. I'm just as convicted and convinced of the direction that we're now moving to become more evangelistic as I was in this building ministry. Okay? Except now we're not building ministries, we're building a church. And so you're going to have to lay aside. I can't talk to people. Yes, you can. If you can tell me you can't talk to people, you're talking to people. Does that make sense? I get nervous. Join the club. How many get nervous? We just raise your hand. We're all in the same boat. We all do. I do. There are situations, I'll be honest with you, still, I've been doing this for years and years and years. And I still get nervous. I get put in those situations that I'm not comfortable with. The challenge is to quit making excuses and start our education to become fishers of men. What I'm asking you to do, and you say, "Brother Doug, you're preaching this on Sunday night." I'm very intentional on preaching this on Sunday night because y'all are the folks that'll join me. Okay? Others, you can't get them here on Sunday night. I can't expect them to join me in this, you know? But I can expect you. Why? Because you're faithful and you're willing to step out and to be faithful. And that's what God is calling us as a church to be. Join me as we abandon the excuses and follow Jesus to become fishers of men. All of us. Women, men, young people, college age, all of us. I think it's an exciting place that God has brought us. And I know, okay? This has been a day of celebration and enjoying the new facilities and all that. But I want to tell you, I'm even more excited about this, where evangelism becomes a daily part of our life, where we're intentional, where we look at people and we begin to see people again. Where we see people in the grocery store, we don't see just a checkout lady. We see an opportunity to slip somebody a track and invite them to church. Where we go to a ball game and we're sitting and cheering beside people that we don't know. We don't just see others that are rooting for a football team. We see people who need the Lord Jesus Christ. You know? That's the direction. That's my heart. That's where we need to go. As a church. And beloved, I'm asking you to join me as we forsake every excuse and become Great Commission Christians. That's where we're going. Okay? You may be here tonight, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Let me share Jesus with you. Okay? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this earth and He gave His life so that you could have eternal life. He didn't have to. He didn't need to. You needed Him to, because you were a sinner. Because you were a sinner, Christ died for your sin, to take your punishment upon the cross of Calvary. That's the love that He has. Listen, the Bible tells us, you know, for a good man one might die, but for a not so good man maybe, but for a bad man scarcely. That wouldn't, you know, and this is Brother Doug's translation, okay? I'm not quoting exactly, but you get the point. But I want you to know, Jesus Christ looks at you. And as unworthy as you are, He still has such a love for you that He gave His life so that you can have eternal life. That's the love He has for you, okay? And He invites you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call on Jesus tonight? Will you turn to Jesus for salvation? You know, I'll be honest with you. And I'm still closing. I said I was closing 5 minutes ago, didn't I? I'm still closing. But I'll be honest with you, I don't get it. I don't get why those who are not saved are not saved. I don't understand. He said, Brother Doug, I'm afraid. What are you afraid of? Yeah. Well, I'm afraid to walk down the aisle. Listen, nobody in this church is going to tackle you as you come down this aisle. All right? As a matter of fact, you may even hear a cheer or an amen.
Amen.
But if you just can't do that, if you just can't bring yourself to step out, do this for me. After this service is over, take me by the hand. Take Brother Ken Worthen by the hand. Take Brother Michael Weatherford by the hand. Take Brother Greg Long by the hand. Brother Mike Goodson and any of these. Brother Anthony Harden. Any of these guys around here. Take somebody by the hand and just say, I need to be saved. And you know what I promise will happen? That person will take you to the side privately. And leads you to Jesus Christ. Do not walk out of here lost. Jesus gave His life so that you could live forever. Will you receive Him as Savior? Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the day. We thank You for Your Word. And we thank You for the challenge of Your Word. Lord, as we look, and Lord, I'm excited. I'm very excited about what You've laid on my heart. About truly living each day is a Great Commission Christian, looking for those opportunities to share our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Looking for those opportunities to invite people to church. Looking for opportunities, Lord, to be fishers of men. And I pray that, Lord, You would not only keep this on our hearts, but, Lord, that You would kindle the fire. Give us a fire such as we've never had before for lost souls. A fire such as we've never had before for those who have fallen by the wayside. Make us, O Lord, fishers of men. In Jesus' name I pray.